At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. We are doing now the 24th Nakshatra Shatpisha and the four Padas and what really they mean, like a deep dive into all the Padas. Yes. So far we have got 23. This is in Aquarius, the heart of Aquarius, you might say, Shatpisha. General themes involve secrecy, introverted. If you're ascendant in Shatpisha, you're bound to be very introverted. Love being alone, not lonely. You just love being alone, very introverted type. And this is the contradiction of Shatpisha, you should understand. Although Aquarius wants to be among friends and always networking, in Shatpisha they do love being alone, like being alone in a crowd. Even though you're in a crowd, you're always introverted and studying everything. So they are highly imaginative, unconventionally creative. Think Rahu here. This is the last of the Rahu rule nakshatras coming in the sign of its own. The exaltation, the Uranus, the Rahu plus Saturn combined. So these people become the leader of the masses. They manage to rule with support of networking. You'll find, especially with ascendant in Shatpisha, in the natal chart, these people are always interested in networking, always about the masses. The true power of masses of Aquarius comes here in this nakshatra. Extremely high unstable energy here because of the Rahu rule nakshatra. Retro planets do not perform very well here. Income becomes unstable, especially if 2nd or 11th lord goes into this nakshatra. Life pattern troubled by instability. They tend to do whatever they wish, whenever they wish, like a rebellious nature, very rebellious nature. Excellent innovators, they find comfort. They are into relationships, more like masses, relationship with a lot of friends, leading radical change in society. They are blamed for every failure, just like Rahu was. They have no backup, and after a lot of hard work and persistence, they come up and thrive. Now let us look into the Padas, right? Like we did for the other nakshatras. Okay, first Pada, going from Aquarius to Sagittarius. So it's a 3-11 relationship. Sagittarius is third from Aquarius, Aquarius is 11th from Sagittarius. Lots of resources these people will have. Okay, Sagittarius is 11th from Aquarius, but neglect the results in loss of all of them. So any kind of neglect, like wasting away resources, these people tend to do, and they lose all of it. They should provide care and nourishment to the signification of Cancer, 6-8 from Aquarius, Sagittarius. Any planet house this is placed in, they should help by donating to causes such as disabled children. Helping widowed single moms will help reduce the karma. This is the sign of a damaged Cancer sign. Second Pada, Aquarius going into Capricorn. So there's a 2-12 relationship. Again, there's wealth and loss, gain and loss dynamic playing out there. If you don't know what I'm talking about, this 2-11, 2-12, I have covered this in previous videos in the Navamsha series. You should understand this dynamic to understand Nakshatra Pada. The 6-8, the 10-4, you know, the 11-3 and so on. Holding excessive resources, Capricorn is second to Aquarius, and holding on to wrongful actions which are to the detriment of others, close ones and the masses. Cancer 7th from Capricorn. Difficulties arising out of losing wealth through excessive desires and illegal actions to accomplish them. Illegality is the signature of Aquarius. I want things by hook or by crook. I don't care about rules and regulations kind of approach. They help the base level. This is the remedy. try to help the base level survival people, people of the society, handicapped children, homeless people, old individuals who cannot take care of themselves, Capricorn. This will soothe the karma that is there. In Pada number 3, the highest exaltation of Aquarius going to Aquarius in Navamsha. So Aquarius natal, Aquarius Navamsha. Consumed by desires and fulfillment of those blindly. This is exaltation of Rahu. Rahu is blind. Its color is black. It can't see anything. That's why Rahu produces things only with magic, not by logic. Using shortcuts and self-indulgence to satisfy endless hunger for Mercury signs. Gemini 5th and Virgo 8th. Love, relationships, loss of all ethics. The cure would be donate item signification to the planet here. For example, Mars, if it is here, donate land, help siblings and so on. Jupiter, try to donate to the temples. Saturn, try to give your work selflessly. Always apply the planet and the house significations, how it is playing out between natal and Navamsha. For example, whatever house is in Navamsha, it's going in. It might still be Aquarius, but the ascendant might change. So house changes. If it's going from 5th to 2nd house in natal, so you'll use love, creativity, etc. to do the earnings for the family. I've covered this in the introduction for the series. You can go through that. The last pada, Aquarius going into Pisces, the 2-12 relationship. Again, Pisces is 12th. Sorry, Aquarius is 12th from Pisces. Pisces is 2nd to Aquarius. What does this pada result in? The 4th pada of Shatbisha. Misuse of family resource and lying for personal gains. See, there is a theme of Rahu, of cheating and lying to get personal gains. Pisces 2nd to Aquarius. 2nd to Aquarius, therefore Taurus-like energy, therefore family resources. Breaking trust and faith. Pisces is faith, okay? With words and speech, 2nd to Aquarius. 2nd house, 2nd place to anyone is speech, governs the speech. You can even apply this principle, generally speaking, to planets. Any planets hitting 2nd from a house is pertaining to the family matters. Don't make false promises. This is the cure. Don't make false promises. Check on excessive desires. Continuously donate items relating to Mercury. Food resources for small children, feed the birds, donating to transgendered people. Why? Because Rahu is typically transgendered. Water Tulsi in the morning, the basil, the holy basil that Hindus worship. If you have some planets or points in Aquarius, Navamsha and Shatbisha, do tell what you derived from this particular video. Now let's do a deep dive into the planetary placement and see what that brings up. Enjoy and share.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Shatbisha Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Isolation, Healing, and the Ethics of Hidden Power. Introduction, Shatbisha, the Physician's Shadow and the Karmic Echo of Unseen Service. Shatbisha Nakshatra spans from 6-40 to 20-20 in Aquarius and is ruled by Varuna, the god of cosmic law, oceanic depth, and invisible accountability. Its name means possessing 100 physicians, revealing its essence, the ability to diagnose and heal, not only physically but karmically. Yet this nakshatra is also wrapped in paradox. It grants mystic knowledge and wealth, but often in isolation. It sees behind the veil, but can misuse what it knows. Governed by Rahu, it entices the native to indulge in secrecy, escapism, or manipulation, before redirecting them toward redemption through selfless service. Each of Shatbisha's four padas reveals a unique karmic wound and cure. From Sagittarius' neglectful privilege to Pisces' emotional deception, this nakshatra walks the tightrope between invisibility and restoration, testing how wisely one handles what lies beneath the surface. Let's explore the deeper karmic anatomy of the four padas of Shatbisha. Shatbisha Pada 1, Aquarius 6-40, Navamsha sign, Sagittarius, Dharma Pada elemental shift, air to fire motivation, Dharma, to use resources righteously, but risks neglect and loss due to spiritual blindness. Inner-outer karma blueprint, externally intelligent, unconventional, future-focused, Aquarius Rashi, inwardly idealistic, morally ambitious, but distracted, Sagittarius Navamsha. This Pada may be born into wealth or opportunity, but karmically squanders it through negligence or a lack of emotional nourishment. The native often fails to support those who are emotionally or physically dependent, especially children, widows, or the disabled. Karmic theme: neglect of the vulnerable, karmic depletion of wealth through moral inaction. Growth path: heal karmic loss by nourishing others, especially Cancerian themes like caretaking, food, and emotional safety. Shatabisha Pada 2, Aquarius 10 degrees to 30 tundits. Navamsha sign, Capricorn, Artha Pada elemental shift, air to earth, motivation. Artha, to protect one's own through hard work, but risks hoarding and moral rigidity. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly systematic and humanitarian, Aquarius Rashi. Inwardly conservative, calculating, and survival focused, Capricorn, Navamsha. This Pada often hoards or misuses resources for familial gain while neglecting karmic obligations to societies underprivileged. There's a rigid wall built around morality, protecting one's own at the cost of universal dharma. Karmic theme: blocking energy flow by ignoring society's lowest rung, handicapped, aged, homeless. Growth path: share resources with those you overlook. Moral purification happens through care for survival-level communities. Ash. Shatabisha Pada 3, Aquarius 13D20 to 640. Navamsha sign, Aquarius, comma, elemental shift, air-to-air motivation, comma, to fulfill unconventional desires, but risks indulgence and ethical collapse. Inner-outer karma blueprint, outwardly aloof, socially experimental, mentally intense, Aquarius Rashi, inwardly detached, idealistic, unpredictable, Aquarius Navamsha. This Pada is consumed by desire and self-indulgence, especially around relationships and gratification of the senses. Rahu's shadow tempts shortcuts and dishonesty. Ethical collapse leads to karmic emptiness and spiritual confusion. Karmic theme: selfish indulgence in pleasure and power without accountability. Growth path: donate symbolically to what you consume. Help siblings, give food, support land rights. Cleanse Mercury-related karma through service. Shatabisha Pada 4, Aquarius 1640, 20 Nidzigusuts. Navamsha sign, Pisces, Mokpada, elemental shift, air to water, motivation. Moksha, to spiritually dissolve karma, but risks manipulation and false promises. Inner-outer karma blueprint, outwardly progressive, detached, Aquarius Rashi, inwardly dreamy, emotional, karmically heavy, Pisces Navamsha. This Pada deals with deep emotional deception, either from others or through one's own falsehoods. There's karmic misuse of trust, especially through speech or manipulation. Legacy may be stained by lies, promises broken, or emotional exploitation. Karmic theme: loss of spiritual merit through speech-based betrayal or misuse of trust. Growth path: continuously offer service to outcasts, transgender communities, street children, birds, and widows. Water Tulsi daily. Speak only what you intend to fulfill. Shatabisha Pada summary, the four remedies for hidden karmic illness. Pada 1, Sagittarius, seeks righteous living and expansion. Trap, neglect, karmic blindness, failure to nourish others. Growth, provide for the emotionally dependent, especially children, women, the sick. Pada 2, Capricorn, seeks material safety and family protection. Trap, hoarding, ignoring karmic duty toward the helpless. Growth, support the survival class. Dharma rises through generosity to those without protection. Pada 3, Aquarius, seeks intellectual and sensory fulfillment. Trap, ethical bypassing, selfish shortcuts. Growth, purify desire by donating what you take. Serve what you consume. Pada 4, Pisces, seeks emotional and spiritual release. Trap, lying, manipulation, misuse of trust. Growth, speak only what you mean. Serve those who have no voice or status. Conclusion: in Shatabi, healing begins with humility. Shatabisha sees what others don't, but that sight comes with responsibility. If you misuse it, karma strikes silently. But when you serve the unseen, feed the voiceless, and protect the weak, Shatabisha becomes a cosmic physician, not just of others, but of your own soul. Next in the series, Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, where fire walks the edge of chaos and awakens the soul's final reckoning. Shatabhisha Nakshatra Pada with examples of planets, exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Shatabhisha Pada 1, Sagittarius Navamsha, Aquarius 6 Gri 40 to 10 Gri, Outer Self Rashi, Innovative Scientific Detached Aquarius, Inner Self Navamsha, Moralistic, Visionary, Ideal Driven Sagittarius, Motivation Dharma, to serve with knowledge and truth, but risks neglect of human emotion and duty. Examples: Sun in Pada 1 seeks to shine through humanitarian work or knowledge leadership. However, may ignore the emotional needs of dependents or misuse authority in the name of ideals. Result: Karma heals when leadership is grounded in nurturing action, especially toward the vulnerable or voiceless. Jupiter in Pada 1 possesses spiritual wisdom and social idealism, but may become philosophically detached or dogmatic. Result: Must balance belief with emotional presence. Serving single mothers, disabled children, or caretaking groups helps restore dharma. Mars in Pada 1, driven to build reformative systems, but may overlook the emotional cost to others. Result: Redemption lies in grounding fiery activism in daily service to the emotionally and physically afflicted. Shatabhisha Pada 2, Capricorn Navamsha Aquarius 10 Dri 0 Dri 20 Outer Self, logical, progressive system building. Inner Self, restrained, rule-abiding, materially aware Capricorn. Motivation, Artha, to sustain and protect structures, but risks karmic rigidity and moral hoarding. Examples: Saturn in Pada 2, upholder of laws and structures, but may become stingy with emotional or physical resources, even toward those in dire need. Result: Karma evolves when wealth and systems are used to uplift society's lowest, especially the elderly, homeless, and disabled. Mercury in Pada 2, sharp strategist and planner, but may exploit logic to justify unethical delays or withholding. Result: Restitution comes through direct service. Donate books, resources, or education to the underprivileged. Moon in Pada 2, emotionally reserved, often uncomfortable showing vulnerability. May protect self-image over karmic responsibility. Result: Healing happens through hands-on caregiving, particularly of homeless elders or severely disadvantaged communities. Shatabhisha Pada 3, Aquarius Navamsha, Aquarius 1320 to 1640, Outer Self, detached, intelligent, society-focused, Aquarius. Inner Self, experimental, non-conforming, idealistic. Motivation, comma, to fulfill unique desires, but risks indulgence and ethical bypassing. Examples: Venus in Pada 3, charms others with unconventional relationships or aesthetics, may misuse attraction to escape deeper commitments. Result: Balance is restored by giving to the very groups you benefit from, supporting marginalized artists, lovers, or gender-diverse communities. Rahu in Pada 3, hungers for fame, attention, and pleasure, may cross lines or manipulate systems for gain. Result: Donate items connected to the afflicted planet, e.g. Mercury equals food, Mars equals land. Ground wild energy through structured service. Mars in Pada 3, fierce and strategic, but prone to aggressive shortcuts in relationships or ambitions. Purify desire through disciplined sacrifice. Serve causes involving siblings or local community rehabilitation. Shatabhisha Pada 4, Pisces Navamsha, Aquarius 16 degrees to 20 degrees. Outer Self, detached, rational, reformist, Aquarius. Inner Self, emotional, dreamy, karmically sensitive. Motivation, moksha, to dissolve into healing service, but risk deception and emotional misuse. Examples: Ketu in Pada 4, highly mystical, spiritually gifted, but tends to reject responsibility for emotional harm caused through secrecy or withdrawal. Result: Karma transforms when emotional honesty is paired with quiet service, especially to trans communities, birds, or abused children. Mercury in Pada 4, clever with words, but may speak half-truths or offer empty promises for gain. Result: Clear karmic debt by nourishing the voiceless. Donate food, study materials, and speak with absolute integrity. Moon in Pada 4, empathic but secretive. Emotional decisions may be driven by insecurity, leading to karmic instability in relationships. Result: Real peace arrives through nurturing the unseen, spiritual care for birds, widows, or emotionally wounded groups. Shatabhisha Pada Summary, the four medicines of hidden karma. Pada 6, visionary leadership, and ideal-driven purpose. Trap, neglect of emotional duties, moral disconnection. Growth, reconnect with the human layer, heal through nurturing, not just knowing, Capricorn. Seeks, structural support and sustainability. Trap, hoarding resources, avoidance of uncomfortable service. Growth, share what sustains you with those who cannot stand on their own. Freedom, exploration of desire. Trap, ethical collapse, karmic debts in relationships. Donate consciously, restore sacred exchange where you've taken too much. Seeks, emotional, spiritual release and transcendence. Trap, betrayal, lying, karmic abandonment of the suffering. Growth, commit to silent service, especially to groups no one else protects. Conclusion, in Shatabisha, your cure is someone else's prayer. This is the nakshatra of cosmic medicine, but it demands you be the remedy, not just the observer. You don't just carry the tools of healing, you are the prescription. But healing starts with the truth of your own shadows, misuses, and missed duties. Next in the series, Purva Bhadrapada, where duality burns and the soul prepares for sacred sacrifice.